So another potential consideration in him up front with having squamous cell would be nesotumab. Is that something that you thought about? I mean, it's a younger patient, 63 years old. Is that something you thought about? Do you ever utilize it?
So nesotumab is an approved agent in combination with platinum doublet in squamous histology. The PFS and overall survival results were modestly improved. So it is a consideration in the setting. We did not choose it for this patient because of some of the comorbid conditions that he had, and we were worried about toxicity of putting a three-drug combination, and therefore we gave him two drugs. But it's certainly an option that's FDA-approved and is available for patients who have good performance status.
So I guess statistically, the most likely situation for him is going to be to have disease progression. Hopefully he will respond on the ETZO, but more likely he won't. Assuming his performance status is still maintained, what do you think you're going to be thinking about next?
So in third line space, if the performance status is appropriate, then docetaxel with or without ramucirumab is the treatment option we go to outside of a clinical trial. If the patient's performance status is very good, I would give them the docetaxel combination. If they are not candidates for the combination, then I would just go with docetaxel monotherapy.
Any comments on ramucirumab in terms of tolerability issues? I've heard it, you know, kind of like Bev. Is that what you find?
Yeah, the profile appears to be similar. They have the class effect toxicities such as hypertension, proteinuria, but besides a small risk of bleeding, we also see some thrombotic phenomenon, arteriovenous thrombi, in some of these patients. So you just want to select patients based on comorbid conditions and risk for developing clots or bleeding. And then if they are appropriate, otherwise ramucirumab is well tolerated.